At Synergy Cafe, do you have your coffee today or your tea, as they have over in the UK on the other side of the pond? And on the other side of the pond, I've got my friend Gabriella. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Brett. Thank you.
There you are, from way over there. I'm way over here in the United States on the East Coast, and you're way over there in the United Kingdom, and we're doing it via the internet. Magic.
Yes, I'm on the other side of the pond, as they say.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and we're going to get to know who you are. So first thing is, who are you, Gabriella? Are you married? You got kids?
Okay.
Who are you?
Who am I? I like to call myself the Flying Witch because I like fun and I like flying. I'm actually training to become a pilot. But more than anything else, I like to consider myself an author and also a pioneer, because what I do is kind of big new for our planet at the moment.
And you sort of blaze the trail, right?
Say it again?
Sort of blaze the trail for other people.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, I hope so. Well, at least I do my best every single day. I do my little baby step towards it.
So what is it that you do?
Yeah, I am a women's coach, but I have a different approach to it rather than just the general. I train as a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, which is all about the mind, which is very useful tools to have and to pass on to other people. But I am much more of, I would say, a woman, a proper woman. And what I do, I share my knowledge about the feminine cycle with other women who possibly, like me in the past, don't know much about it and forget about being empowered by it. So in some places, at least in UK, I don't know in the States, but they call it the curse. So I am all up for reversing the curse and to make women understand that the female cycle is actually their best friend.
Okay, that's really interesting, because the NLP stuff will kind of deprogram past beliefs about the curse, and you are reversing the curse. That's kind of a neat little slogan, reverse the curse.
Yes.
So where do you do your work? Do you have like an office, or do you do online stuff, or both, or do you go to do house calls or something?
Oh, I do different things. I do workshops. Obviously, they are in person. But I also do workshop on demand, where there is a group of women who want to be open up to a new awareness. But I also do personal sessions, so they can be all over the world with this day technology, using Skype or in webinars as well. Actually, I will be on a webinar later on today. So, yes, I work from home, but the world is my oyster, really.
Perfect. So when do you do your work? Do you prefer to do things in the morning? Are you late night? Are you like on call? Do you have a pager on your side, so if anybody has any questions, they can just call you at 24 hours a day, or office hours, or when do you do?
No, I do session, but they are scheduled. And to answer your question, I am a night owl, so I become much more active and alive during the night rather than in the morning. But, we live in a world that is 24/7, simply because when you engage with anybody in the world, you can talk in the morning with somebody which is 5 hours ahead, or maybe later on in the afternoon with somebody who's just woken up because he's on the other side of the pond. So
that's why I love interviewing people over in the UK, because you guys are, you're like over there. What time is it right now?
Well, at the moment it's 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock.
Well, 20 past two. So basically, we are 5 hours ahead from you in the States. Well, on the eastern coast, of course.
So I'm an early riser. I like to get all my stuff done in the morning, and then I propagate this stuff all out to the internet, and my job is done, and then I go out and have ice cream and walk around downtown. So I'm kind of like on the PM end of things. And so here's the next question. So how do you do your work? You mentioned the NLP, the neuro-linguistic program, which I know is very powerful. Tony Robbins was a big NLP guy. So is that part of how you do your work?
No, I want to share a bit of my story because it might be useful for women to understand a bit more. I came out of a very acrimonious divorce several years ago. And I came across NLP and I trained in it. And I really enjoyed the training and churning with others. I'm very mental type of person, so I'm all intrigued by the mind and how we can use the mind to really serve us rather than the other way around. But there was something missing for me. Women are very physical, or at least we are designed that way, but we forget it on the way. And I could really feel there was something that I couldn't pin it down. I've been in personal development for, well, almost 30 years, I have to say. And so I looked into different therapies, I looked into different approaches, philosophy, and all about, you know, improving yourself, discovering yourself, etc. But then what happened to me, having gone through a very stressful period of my life, I was experiencing a very erratic period, cycles. And so I felt like almost a call from my body because I could see that, I could feel there was something there for me to explore. So in a way, I wanted to understand more about this, not in the traditional way, meaning, you know, through normal medicine. And so in a way, I was heard, and I came across a lady called Alexandra Pope, who is a psychotherapist who has lived for 20 years in Australia, but has come back to UK because she is British, and she has put together a body of work around the menstrual cycle. Now, of course, I was kind of open to listen because I was curious and I wanted to understand what was going on with me, and so I listened to her, I read her stuff, I went to her workshop, and that really for me, it was a total eye-opener. And I felt, in a way, happy and sad. Happy because I could eventually understand what was missing after all these years of personal development and studying this and that and so forth. At the same time, I was in my 40s and I felt deprived of something that if I had showed up in my life much earlier, maybe in my teens even, could have really made a difference to me as a woman. And obviously I would have developed in a very different way. So after my few seconds or minutes of feeling sad, and I realized that the only thing I could do, either they reverse the clock, is I haven't found out the way to do that yet. And so, maybe you can teach me that. So I decided the only way was really spreading the message. So since 2010, I've been doing my best to find ways to reach out to as many women as possible to really shape them and say to them, you have to learn to look at life through feminine eyes because the feminine consciousness is very different. And we have been living in a world run by men, really. It's a fact. It's not an accusation, it's just a fact for thousands of years. So obviously everything that is feminine, I mean feminine in a very deep way, spiritual and sacred way, right, has gone under the carpet. So I think it's time to wake up and discover what has been forgotten, really.
Well, that kind of leads into my final question. You kind of already answered it, I think, but it's the question is, why do you do what you do? And I kind of see you have a compassion for females that may be in this old paradigm, and you want to share with them that there's a new way of looking at things. So you want to share what you learn with other people. Is that your why you're doing what you're doing?
Well, thank you for asking this, because whenever I am asked this question, I really feel deeply moved, and I tell you why. I feel myself and consider myself very fortunate. Why? Because in a way, I had a pretty healthy life, more or less so far, and I never suffered consistently or badly of something, okay, of an illness or something. Also, I never had problem with my feminine cycle. I just wasn't aware of it and all the implication of it, okay? But I'm very aware that out there, there are so many women that instead, they suffer every month. And I mean, to me, it's unthinkable. If you think about, if you think of these figures, very simple figures, there are some women that, let's say, average of 2 days in a month, every month, they have problems, okay? So let's suppose that they have an average of 13 cycles, which is the average, is 26 days a year. If you multiply those 26 for 30, which is the average, more or less, length of menstruating years for a woman, is 780 days. It's basically, if you divide 780 divided by 365, it's basically more than 2 years that you write off because you're in pain. It's a lot. It can be avoided. It can really be avoided. And so I feel really called to share my message and to say we don't have to suffer.
Well, this is very intriguing. Right now I'm doing some things with my wife on synchronicity, mm-hmm. with some of living your life through synchronicity, and there's some elements of all these things that have happened with the last few interviews I've done. Mm-hmm. Multiple people have been from Milwaukee. For some reason, there's a connection in Milwaukee. And now with what you're talking about, there's some other connections. And I think that what you've got going on, you're either very successful right now or you're going to be very successful because you are targeting a demographic that is huge. And then you niche it down to women. And then you niche it down to women with cycle situations. It seems like it's, and you've got a cure for it, not a cure for it, but you've got a solution.
Yeah.
And it's just a shifting of perception.
Yes.
And suddenly realize that this isn't, it's okay.
Yes, but also, listen, this is the nice bit for men. Brad, the thing is, it's not just this knowledge, this awareness, it's not just for women. And I tell you why, very simply. But first of all men have women in their life. Besides the fact that men wouldn't be alive if it hadn't been for a menstruating woman, right? So since they are born, basically, they are at the receiving end of the feminine cycle. If you consider the majority of women, and this is a generalization, but you know, we have to generalize at some point. So the majority of women are unaware of what's going on in their body, and even worse, may suffer and become very, sometimes even nasty, you know, because they are just in pain. So basically, it's not just a question, a woman's issue, it's a man's issue too. Besides, men obviously might have sisters, girlfriends, then lovers, maybe spouses, daughters, and the list goes on and on. And so, to know what's going on in a woman's universe, in a woman's body, in a woman's mind, is very useful for men too. Otherwise, you're just
not,
like...
Not to minimize it and not to ridicule it or make fun of it and all that, but realize that a person's suffering. So.
Yeah, but also, I want to say something that I am sure you are going to find this very interesting. Very simply, the feminine cycle or the months of a woman's, you know, can be compared to a year's or four seasons. Okay, so quite simply, just to give this practical tool to everybody, if you consider the whole month like a whole year, so you have four seasons. And these four seasons are comparable to the four phases of the cycle. So let's start from spring, as we are now, is the first week after a woman has finished bleeding. So it's pre-ovulatory phase. It's like spring. It's very similar energy. Then she goes into the ovulatory phase, which is summer. Then in the premenstrual phase, which is comparable to autumn or fall in the States. And then you have the menstruating week, which is comparable to winter. So as you experience, I'm sure, the season have different energies that make us do different things, think different thoughts and so forth, have different actions in our life. The same way, that's what a woman experiences every month. So for when you think you got a woman, and actually you haven't, you have the got four women for the price of one. Enjoy them, and first of all, discover them.
That's pretty funny. I like that. I'm gonna remember that. Also, you know, the Native American, they look at it as a woman is on her moon.
Yes.
So the moon cycles.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course, I can tell you why it's called like that, because the feminine cycle is synchronized or are affected a lot by the moon cycle, you know, the fact that also the moon cycle is 4 weeks. And that's why Native American Indian used to have moon lodges. Some tribes still have this. And the moon lodge would be the space where a woman would retire and would meet other women during the period when she bleeds. And why is that? It's not being a recluse or being cast off from the village or the tribe or whatever. It's actually a time and space where the woman can recharge her batteries, can connect with her soul, with her essence, with her truth. And it's very powerful. As a matter of fact, chiefs would pass under the, you know, the moon lodges, you know, messages with question for important things to be decided, because they knew that women during that time, they have become very psychic, they have become very entrenched and connected with the planet and with spirit or the unknown, or you, the way you want to prefer. Of course, if you have a kind of at least a bit spiritual conceptions of life, if you consider life just, you know, we are a body made of mechanical parts that work very well together and sometimes they break down, then it's different. But most of us, more or less, they have a kind of inner feeling or intuition that tells us that there's something more and that really drives us, right?
Oh, yes, I definitely understand. My wife is a shaman, so.
There you go.
I experience the strange spiritual happenings. It's magic.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised.
So, kind of a, Gabrielle, is there anything that you want to share before we close this off? Have you got any upcoming projects, or do you have a program that people can register for, or a newsletter they can get on?
I would like to invite people, men and women, really to connect with me. I do offer a 30-minute free discovery call, because there's nothing better than having a chat with a person to find out that it's a human person, I'm human, and also if you want to maybe discuss something intimate as that, obviously you prefer to have a chat first. But also, on my website, flyinginspiration.com, I have lots of resources, articles, interviews, audios, videos, and also people can contact me through the website on the Contact Me page. So I always welcome, they can also sign up for my newsletter, which is free and full of tips and all sorts of goodies. So very simply, one place where they can connect with me, which is flyinginspiration.com. Also, they can have a look. There are many videos about my travel to Antarctica and the book I wrote after coming back.
Perfect. Well, I will, I'm going to stop the broadcast now, but if you want to hang on a little bit after, we can chat a little bit, and I will put your respective links and things in this video, and what happens, I think I shared with you, is it goes up to YouTube, and then I propagate that out with the YouTube share buttons, and then I put it on multiple blogs, put those out, and then I send on my newsletter. That's how it's done.
Thank you very much, Brad. It was just lovely to talk with you today.
Okay, thank you, Gabriella, and thank you all for watching, and back to life. Peace, love, and happiness.
Bye-bye.